等等，哈利路亚。Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon us. Thank you for your help in interventions. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength that is working in us, enabling us to stop sin and prosper and victories. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that have replaced our weaknesses. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for always answering our prayers. We thank you for always meeting us at the point of our needs. We thank you for your mighty hand that is changing our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our heart. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for solving our problems. Thank you for your presence that is always with us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us every day. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We have come to you, Lord, to pray, to seek your face, to receive from you. I ask, O Lord, that you meet us at the point of our need tonight. In the name of Jesus, let us have testimonies. In the name of Jesus, lead us to pray the right prayers. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst. Let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you would do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to worship God with songs before we go into prayer point. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name with an heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. O glory, O glory, O glory to the King of Kings. O glory, O glory, O glory to the Lord of Lords. God, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, all glory to the King of Kings. We are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, O Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Lord, we are grateful. O Lord, we are grateful, O Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, from east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. 我的mighty God, we serve. 我的mighty God, we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him.O the mighty God we serve. There is not holy as the Lord. For there is not beside thee.Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. You are yesterday, today and forevermore.What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change, and you're faithful to the end. And for God, I worship you. I worship you.You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me.You are too faithful to fail me. Yahweh, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you areToo faithful to fail me. You are more than a living God. Yahweh, Yahweh, you're more than a living God. You never fail, you never change. You are more than aKeeping God, King of Glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You can never lie, you are covenant keeping God. My trust is in you, Lord, Yahweh.The covenant is in God. Covenant is in God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant.Keeping God, there is no one like you. Lion of Judah, there is no one like you. Covenant, keeping God, there is no one like you. Mirror.There is no one like you. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord, you walk upon the sea, you raise the dead, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord. Jesus, you walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. Mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great, you are great, you are great, you are great. You are great, oh Lord, you are great. You are great, you are great, so great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. We must tremble at your praises. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything, everything written about you. He is great. We must tremble at your presence. We must tremble at your praises. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here, setting captives free. We worship you, Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, healing every sin. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. Waymaker, waymaker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light of the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are the way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will ever be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I'll never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High King of the universe. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah. You are the Most High. Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh. You are the Most High, Alpha and Omega. You are the Most High God, Lion of Judah. You are the Most High, Mighty Redeemer. You are the Most High God, Mighty Healer. You are the Most High, Mighty Savior. You are the Most High God, King of Kings. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, Miracle Worker. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High, Elohim. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim. Adonai, age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai. We will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up the name.
Jesus, we lift up your name. Above every other names, Jesus, we lift up your name.
Jesus, we lift up the name.
Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name.
What a thing of your love.
Oh, what a thing of your love. I want to sing of your love. What a sing of your mercy. I want to sing of your mercy. Want to tell the whole world. I want to tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of your love. I'll sing of your love. And I will sing of your mercy. And I'll sing of your mercy. And I will tell the whole world. I will tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift up your name, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. Above every other names, Jesus, we lift up your name. Savior, King of the mountains, my God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Oh, he is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus,
Hallelujah. I begin to worship him. I bless his name. Glorify him. Our God is mighty to save. He is the author of salvation. He is the Savior. Holy Him is the Savior. Worship Him. There is no other Savior. And we, only Jesus is the Savior. Praise Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Praise the King of Glory. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Almighty God. The All-Sufficient God. The Self-Sufficient God. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship Him, for He cannot fail. He has never failed. He is always faithful. Worship your Father, your Creator, your Helper, your Deliverer, your Healer. Worship Him. We worship Him, Father. It's a privilege to know You. It's a privilege to be called by Your name, to be numbered among Your sons, among Your children. It's a great privilege to stand in Your presence and to worship You. We praise You, Father. You are so full of grace, so full of light. There is no darkness in You. You are so full of truth. There is no lie in You. We worship You, Father. You control times and seasons. You control every situation. You control the governments of nations. You control even Your enemies. We praise You, Father. Heaven and earth bow before You. Kings bow before You. Governors, princes, presidents bow before You. Prime ministers, rulers of the world, they bow before You. Principalities and powers bow before You. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Only You can give eternal life. Only You can give true peace. Only You can give true joy. Only You and save. We praise You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You are going to thank Him And we just say, thank you, Father, for your strength that is out to walk in me, making me to do great things, making me to succeed. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thanks, Father, thank you for your strength that is at work in me, making me to overcome weaknesses. Thanks, Father, thank you for your strength that is working in me, making me to overcome temptations, making me to overcome sin, making me to overcome the forces of darkness in this world. Thank you, Father, for your strength that is working in me. Thank you for your strength that is working in me. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is working in me, making me to achieve great things my human strength cannot achieve. Making me to achieve great things my human wisdom cannot achieve. Thank you, Father, for your strength that is working in me. Your strength is destroying my weaknesses. Your strength is uprooting my weaknesses. Thank you, Father. Your strength is destroying my sickness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. I mean, you have to go to thank him, to begin to say thank you, Lord, for always providing for my needs. Say thank you, Father, for always providing for my needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for always providing for my needs. Thank you for taking care of my needs. Thank you for putting food on my table. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to beg for food. Thank you for not allowing me to beg for bread. Thank you for not allowing me to borrow to survive. Thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You need to thank him again. You need to say, thank you, Father, for your mercy that is working in my life. I'm going to say, thank you, Father, for your mercy that is upon my life. Thank you for your mercy that is making impossible things possible in my life. Thank you for your mercy that is bringing favor upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Father, thank you for your mercy that is working in my life. Thank you for giving me blessings I do not deserve. Thank you for your mercy that is opening doors for me. Thank you for your mercy that is making ways for me. Thank you, Father, for your mercy that is making difficult things easy. Thank you, Father, for your mercy that is bringing helpers into my life. Thank you, Father, for your mercy that is making people to favor me. Thank you for your mercy that is working in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, by your power, create situations, create events that will lead to my promotion and elevation. You're going to say, Father, by your power, create situations, create events, and put me in those situations. Situations that will lead to my lifting up. Situations that will lead to my success and greatness. Oh Lord, create those situations and put me in the center of them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to feel like that. Shut it. Take it out. Oh God of heaven and the earth. Oh God of all flesh. Oh God who rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Create situations. Create events that will lead to my promotion, success, elevation, greatness. And put me in the center of that situation in the name of Jesus. Create situations in my life. Create situations in my ministry, in my calling, in my environment, in my career, in my destiny that will lead to my rising into greatness and glory. Oh Lord, create those situations right now. Create those situations right now. Be sensual, dependent, create them as you did for Joseph. As you did for Daniel. You created situations and you put them in the center of the situation. And they rose into greatness and honor through that situation. Oh Lord, do the same for me in the name of Jesus. Do the same for me. Do the same for me. Create problems that will lead to my elevation. Problems that I will be the one to solve. And solving it will now lead me into the greatness. Oh Lord, create such problems. Problems that will open door for me to succeed in life. Oh Lord, create those problems. Problems that would show the world the greatness of God in my life. Problems that will make the whole world to see the greatness of God in my life. Oh Lord, create those problems so that by solving those problems, every eye will see your greatness in my life. or not create problems that I will solve and become great. Create problems that I will be the one to solve it, and by solving it, I will become great and successful and honorable in the name of Jesus. Create such situations in the name of Jesus. Create such situations. Such situations that will lead to my elevation. Oh Lord, create them now. Create problems that I will solve. And through solving it, I will become great and successful. Oh Lord, do these things in my life. In the name of Jesus. Do these things in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. There's an anointing that solves problems. And if that anointing is upon your life, you will not struggle to become great and successful. You will be great very fast. You will succeed very fast. You will move forward very fast when you carry anointing that solves problems. So you are going to pray. I believe there are some people here that God wants to put such anointing upon. So you are going to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me an anointing that solves problems. Release upon me anointing that solves the problems in my generation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, release upon me anointing that solves problems. Anointing that solves problems. Anointing that solves problems. Problems no one has been able to solve up to this moment. Oh Lord, anoint me to solve them. In the name of Jesus. Anoint me to solve them. Anoint me to solve them. The problems that have been troubling my generation. Problems affecting little children. Problems affecting teenagers. Problems affecting the youths. Problems affecting adults. Problems affecting boys and girls, and problems affecting people all over the world. Oh Lord, anoint me to solve those problems. In the name of Jesus. Problems affecting the nations in the earth. Say, Father, anoint me to solve those problems. Anoint me to solve those problems. In the name of Jesus, release upon me an anointing that solves problems. I hope you are praying. Father, release upon me anointing that solves problems affecting my generation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. If you are solving problems, a lot of souls will be attracted to you. If your life is solving problems, a lot of souls will be attracted to you. Local place, unpopular place. People from all over the world, they will come to look for you right there. Yeah, because you are a great light. People will come to look for you because you carry the solutions to their problems. Yeah, some people, they struggle so much to be famous, to be recognized. Yeah, they try to look for followers. They try to look for fame, recognition. They want people to know about them. They are just wasting their time. Yeah, because the only thing that guarantees genuine popularity, or if I can say original fame that will last for, is to have the grace that solves problems. Yeah, when you have the grace that solves problems, you will always be famous. You cannot lose fame. Because some of the people that are famous today, very soon you will not hear about them anymore. They will lose the fame. They will lose the recognition. Yeah, but the only thing that will make you to have an everlasting fame and everlasting influence in your generation is when you carry the grace that solves problems. So you are going to pray. I believe there are some people here that God wants to give this grace to. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, put up all my life that grace that provides solution to every problem in the world. The Father puts upon my life that grace and power that provides solution to every problem in this world. Open your mouth and pray. Oh Lord, put that grace upon me. The Bible says, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth
with holy ghost and power, and he went about doing good. The Father put upon me holy ghost and power that will make me a solution giver in my generation. The Father put upon me your Holy Ghost and power that will make me offer solutions to the problems in my generation. Equip me with grace. Equip me with wisdom. Equip me with understanding. Equip me with authority to provide solution to the problems in this world. Oh Lord, put your grace on my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. And it's the praying. You see, when you have the solutions to the problems in the world, you will know that you have it. When you have the grace and the power to solve problems in your generation, you are going to know that you have it. I know what I have, and I know what I don't have. Yeah, so it is not about trial and error, like so many people are doing. They say, let me try this one, if it will work. Let me try that one, if it will work. Some pastors, they will look at another church, another ministry, and then they will look at what they are doing in that church, and then they will say, okay, let us also copy the same thing they are doing. Let us also try it in our own church here if it's going to produce revival or produce results. That is not how to solve the problems in the world. Yeah. When you have that power, you will know that you have the power. Yeah. Even if some people don't believe in you, you will believe in yourself. And you will know that you have the power. Because you will see the power walk. You will see the power produce results. Yeah, so you have to seek God and find that power and find that grace. That is the apostolic pattern. That is how our fathers in the faith, I'm talking about the heroes of faith in the Bible. That was how they became solution providers in their own time. They sought God and they found him. They sought after God's power and they found that power. And when they found the power, they knew they have found the power. Yeah. So if you have found the power, you will know. Yeah. So stop wasting your time trying this. Let me try this one if it's going to bless people. Let me try that one if it's going to bless people. Stop wasting your time. Go and find the power that
So let us say, Holy Spirit, help me to speak the word until I receive the grace that will solve the problems in my generation, until I receive the grace and power that will terminate darkness within this world. Open your mouth and pray that the Holy Spirit move me to seek God. Teach me to seek God on grace and power that can solve the problems in my generation. The Holy Spirit move me to pray and possess the grace and possess the power that can solve the problems in my generation. The Holy Spirit move me into the place of fasting. Move me into the place of prayer till I find the power, till I find the grace that can terminate the darkness that has taken over this world, till I find the keys that can enforce the will of God to happen on earth as it is in heaven. The Holy Spirit move me to pray and fast. Strengthen me to pray and fast until I find the grace, the power, the anointing, the authority that can change the one that can draw men to God, that can lighten up the world. Holy Spirit, move me to pray and possess the power in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move me, strengthen me, help me, give me the hunger to seek after God, to run after God, and receive the mantle that sets the whole world on fire for Jesus. The Holy Spirit, help me to speak after God, to receive the anointing that can cause great revival in my generation. The anointing that can take nations for Jesus. The anointing that can take nations of the earth for Jesus, for God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, empower me to seek God for that anointing. Strengthen me to pray and fast until I get that anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. And do not let anyone deceive you. And don't let anyone deceive you. The spiritual controls the physical. The spiritual realms control the physical realm. Don't let anyone deceive you. The spiritual realms controls all the elements of this world. So if you are strong in the spiritual realms, if you are powerful in the spiritual realms, nothing will be difficult for you in the physical realm. Your success will happen easily. Your progress will happen easily. Your prosperity will happen easily. If you prevail in the spiritual realms. But the problem with many Christians today is that they are not prevailing in the spiritual realms. They are weak in the spiritual realms, and yet they want to succeed, and yet they want to prosper. That is foolishness. How can you prosper when you are a failure in the spiritual realm? How can you prosper in the physical realm when you have been defeated in the spiritual realms? It's not possible. It's not possible. So you're going to pray. You must be strong in the spiritual realms. You must is a must. You must be strong in the spiritual realms. Otherwise, you will not fulfill your destiny. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me strong and victorious in the spiritual realms. Say, Holy Spirit, make me strong and victorious in the spiritual realms, so that I can fulfill my destiny in the end, so that I can become who God wants me to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let us say, get the shishana, masmandeshiste etushnevela. Holy Spirit, make me strong. Make me victorious in the spiritual realms. Make me have dominion in the spiritual realms. Make me stronger in the spiritual realms. Make me victorious in the spiritual realms, so that I can fulfill my calling and destiny in the heaven, so that I can succeed in my career, so that I can succeed in my calling. Holy Spirit, make me stronger. Make me stronger. Make me stronger. stronger. Make me have dominion in the realms of the spirit. Make me have dominion in the realms of the spirit. Make me have dominion in the realms of the spirit. Continue to pray like that. This is a very serious prayer point. So Holy Spirit, make me have dominion in the spiritual realms. Make me stronger in the spiritual realms. Make me victorious in the spiritual realms so that I can fulfill my destiny in the heaven. So that I can become who God says I am. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. If you are going to be strong in the spiritual realms, you must walk by faith and not by sight. Because the spiritual realms are invisible. You can't see them, you can't touch them with your physical senses. Now, the spiritual realms are invisible. So if you follow your physical senses, that is, you follow your sight, you are going to be weak in the spiritual realms. If you are a Christian that is moved by what you see, you are scientific. You want to see before you believe. You don't want to believe before you see. If you're that type of Christian, you are going to be weak in the spiritual realms. If you're a Christian that you identify with what your physical eyes can see, and not identify with who you are in Christ, but you identify with maybe you don't have money, and then you're identifying with that poverty. You say, I am poor, because you can't see money in your bank account. Then you agree that you are poor. Then you will be poor. If you are feeling pain somewhere, and then you say, oh, I am sick, then you are sick, you will be sick. Yeah, you are feeling weakness in your body, and then you identify with the weakness because your physical sense can feel that weakness. Then you say, oh, I am weak. Then you are weak, you will be weak. Yeah, so when you walk by sight or by physical senses, you cannot be strong in spiritual realms. You will not be strong in spiritual realms. Demons will rule over you. Witches and wizards will rule over you. Every darkness, everything in darkness will rule over you. So you are going to pray until you learn to walk by faith. You will never be strong in the spiritual realms. Until you begin to walk by faith, you will not be victorious in the spiritual realms. Because faith is how you win in the spiritual realms. Faith is how you connect with the spiritual realms. So you are going to pray 여기서 세요 Holy Spirit from today onward. Help me to walk by feet. Help me to walk in faith. Help me to live by faith, not by sight. Help me to live by faith. Help me to walk by faith, not according to my physical senses. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit from this day onward, make me walk by faith in every day of my life. Make me live by faith. Make me live by faith. Make me walk by faith and not according to my sense knowledge, but according to faith. When I interact with situations, Holy Spirit, make me to interact with them by faith. When I talk, make me talk by faith. When I think, make me think by faith. When I see things around me, make me see them by faith. Make me to relate with everything by faith. In the name of Jesus, make me to see everything with the eyes of faith, through the eyes of faith. In the name of Jesus, help me to walk by faith in every day of my life. Help me to walk by faith. Help me to live by faith. Help me to walk by faith. Help me to live by faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of fear that is making me to lose battles in the spiritual realms. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of fear that is making me to lose battles in the spiritual realms. Open your mouth and begin to pray that. Whatever you feel will rule over you. Whatever you see will rule over you. Cast out fear. Cast out fear. Begin to cast out fear. Begin to cast out fear. If you fear a particular disease, that disease will rule over you. You will take drugs and the disease will not go. Because you have this fear that it has come to stay. So even if you pray, the prayer will not work.
Because you have this fear that the pain cannot be cured. Because you have this fear that the pain is getting serious, so it cannot go. Yeah, so when you fear anything, that thing will rule over you. Anything you fear, we control you, we overcome you. So continue to pray. Say, I cast out every fear in me that is making me to lose in the spiritual realms, making me to lose battles in the spiritual realms. Begin to push them out. In the name of Jesus. Every fear in my body, in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, that is making me to be weak in the spiritual realms, come out of my life right now, in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. I said it earlier that the spiritual controls the physical. And do you know why? Because the spiritual created the physical. Everything that you are seeing today, they were not made by physical things. The raw material that created the world is not physical. It is spiritual. And the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 confirms that. Everything you see in the world today, they were not made by visible things. They were not made by physical things, including your body. Your body, your physical body, was not made by physical things. Yeah, because your body was made from dust, from the dust of the ground. And that dust was not made by a physical thing. Yeah, God spoke. And then, you know, God said, let there be dry ground. If you go and read, Genesis. Yeah, and Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2. Yeah, God spoke. He said, let dry ground appear. And dry ground appear. So the dust that God used to create your body was not created by a physical thing. It was created by the Word. And the Word is spirit. Yeah, it was created by the spiritual. So everything that is in the world did not come from the physics, or from a physical source. They all came from a spiritual source. Yeah. So because the spiritual created the physical, that is why the spiritual will always have power over the physical. But do you know what Satan has done to this generation? Satan is giving power to the physical things to deceive people. So people now value physical things more than spiritual things. Yeah, but they think physical things is superior spiritual things.
And that is a very big lie. Because even the principalities, they know that that the physical things can never be superior than spiritual things. So you are going to pray. Maybe you have been deceived also. Maybe you have been deceived to think that physical things that you are seeing with your eyes is superior to spiritual things. Maybe you have been deceived to think that physical things is more valuable and more important than spiritual things. If you have been deceived, you need to be delivered right now. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for you to overcome in these last days. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, correct every mindset in me that has exalted the physical things in this world above the spiritual things of God. The Holy Spirit correct every mindset in me that have exalted the physical things in this world, the visible things in this world, above the spiritual things of God, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. I know the physical things look very real, but not to someone like me. They are not real to me. What is real to me are the spiritual things. You need to be delivered from this deception. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You need to be delivered from thinking that physical things are superior the spiritual things. You must be delivered. Otherwise, you cannot fulfill your destiny in the head. The Holy Spirit correct every mentality in me, every mindset in me that is exalting physical things of this world above the spiritual things of God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, remove such mindsets from my life, from my brain, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from that deception right now in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying. This is a very serious issue. It's very serious issue in the life of Christians. This is why we are not moving forward. This is why we are not winning battles. Is because we have been deceived. Because you have been deceived. The Holy Spirit, deliver me from every deception that is making me to consider physical things of this world as more important, more valuable, more superior over the spiritual things of God. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying this prayer. Well, it's for your own good if you pray. Now, I am no longer deceived. And I pray that you won't also be deceived. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing that you need to take note of is that the physical things of this world, they respond to the touch of the spiritual realms. They respond to the control from the spiritual realms. Yeah, I've told you of a story of a woman of God that God was showing her how demons are controlling the affairs of this of the world, and God showed her practically how darkness and evil spirits controls situations and affairs of the world. She happened to be in a place, and in that place there was conflict going on. Some people were fighting morally. So the Spirit of God told her to go somewhere and bind the evil spirit that is making the people there to be fighting one another. So she went into the toilet and she began to pray. She began to say, I bind every spirit of conflict, every spirit of chaos, every spirit that is causing trouble in this environment, that is making people abusing each other, fighting each other, I bind that spirit. Now, she noticed that after praying that way for some minutes, all of a sudden, everywhere was calm. The people were not shouting anymore. The conflict was not happening anymore. Yeah, and everywhere was just silent. The people somehow, they just reconciled with themselves. So she was surprised. Yeah, she was surprised. I was surprised that a prayer of authority was able to reverse the situation and arrest the demons causing the problems. That is a practical way to confirm that physical things, they respond to the spiritual realms.
Yeah. So you're going to pray. If you are the type that when something is happening, some negative situations are happening in your life, in your environment, if you are the type that the next thing you start doing is you start having depression, you start thinking, am I going to come out of this? Am I going to survive? And then you start blaming different people. Oh, that person is the cause of my problem. Oh, that person is the cause. You will forever be a slave to the dark forces that are ruling this world. So instead of you to go into the place of prayer and start taking turns, you sit down and you start thinking rubbish, and you start letting demons and agents of darkness to molest your life. And that is very wrong. Yeah, don't allow devil mess with your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to always take dominion over every situation and event going on in my life. So Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to always take dominion over every situation and event and activities going on in my life. Give me wisdom to take dominion in the spirit, to take dominion in the realm of the spirit. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to take dominion in the realm of the spirit over everything happening around me, over every situation going on in my life, over every activity, every event going on in my life. So Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. Teach me to take dominion in the realm of the spirit over the physical realm. Teach me how to take dominion in the realm of the spirit over the physical realm, over every physical thing. Teach me to take dominion. Teach me to take dominion. Teach me to take dominion in the place of prayer. Teach me to take dominion through prayers over everything happening in my life, over every situation in my life, over every activity in my life. Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom to do this every day, in the name of Jesus. Give me the wisdom to do this every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we must pray. Amen.
You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to take charge over the affairs of my life. The Father, empower me to enforce your will to happen in every day of my life. Empower me to terminate the will of the enemy, to stop the will of the enemy from happening in the days of my life. Empower me to enforce your own will to happen in every day of my life. I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father. Empower me, Father, to take charge over the affairs of my life. Empower me to make everything in my life, everything going on in my life, to surrender to your will, to bow to your will, and empower me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Empower me to enforce your will to happen in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my environment, in my situations. Empower me to enforce your will to happen in my life. Empower me to terminate the will of the enemy, the agenda of the enemy, the attack of the enemy from happening in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the power, the strength, the glory, and boldness to do what is right at all times. May I receive the power, the boldness, the courage, the strength to do what is right at all times. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. The power to do what is right. If you know what is right, then why are you not doing it? Something is stopping you. Then I receive power to do what is right. At all times, I receive the strength. I receive the courage. I receive the boldness to do what is right. At all times, in the name of Jesus, I receive the boldness to stand for the truth, to stand for what is right. And anywhere I find myself, in the name of Jesus, I receive boldness, I receive courage to represent the righteousness, to represent God's righteousness, to express God's righteousness, to manifest God's righteousness at all times, in the name of Jesus. I receive power. I receive strength. I receive courage. I receive boldness to do that which the Lord is commanding me to do. To do that which the Lord is telling me to do. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You have been seen fire of the Holy Ghost and destroy every weakness in me that is not allowing me to pray and fast effectively. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in me that is stopping me from praying and fasting effectively. Open your mouth and pray, like God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy them. Get so dead and meet the flesh, the horse, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my body, every weakness in my spirit and soul that is preventing me from praying and fasting effectively. Destroy the weakness now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the weakness now. Now, some of you, the help you need is that God should help you to pray. Because once you start praying, everything will start working well for you. Yeah, so don't pray that, you don't need prayer that things should work well for you. The prayer you need is that God should help you to pray. Yeah, because it is as you pray that things will now work well. Yeah, when you sit down, you are saying, Lord, let things work well. Let things work well for me. But you are not praying effectively. You can't even pray for 1 hour on your own. You just come on prayer session to pray. Do you think praying here, private life, you have no prayer life. You have a very weak prayer life. But you can come to prayer sessions and pray. That is not a prayer life. Yeah, that is not how to win. So pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every weakness in me that is not allowing me to fast and pray effectively. Destroy the weakness now. Corporate prayers is not enough. You must be able to pray personally on your own for hours. Then you will see changes in your life. The Holy Spirit help me. Holy Spirit, destroy weaknesses in me that is not allowing me to fast and pray effectively. Destroy the weakness now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. We're going to pray. We're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every negative offense that has been offered into my life be terminated right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that. Begin to say every negative hindrance open into my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative word offered into my life, every negative prophecy spoken into my life, be answered right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Name of Jesus. Every curse spoken into my life, every enchantment, sorcery that has been spoken into my life, every spell altered into my life, answer you right now in the name of Jesus. Be answered by the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, put upon me grace that makes this difficult thing easy. Grace that makes what is difficult for other people to be easy for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Please, Father, put upon me grace that makes the difficult things easy. Put upon me grace that makes the difficult things easy. Put upon me grace anointing that makes difficult things easy. Put upon me that grace right now. Make difficult things he sees in my life. The kind of achievement that is difficult for people to achieve, to gain. Oh Lord, let it be easy for me. Successes that are difficult for people to gain. Oh Lord, let them be easy for me to gain. In the name of Jesus, break things that are difficult for people to get. Lord, let them be easy for me to get. Elevation, promotion, greatness that are difficult for people to get. Oh Lord, let them be easy for me to gain. Make difficult things easy for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have formal prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercies, answer my unanswered prayers. Say, Father, by your mercy, answer my unanswered prayers. Those prayers I have been praying for years that have not been answered. Oh Lord, answer them now by your mercy. I begin to pray like that. The church take it our first finish down. The tension finish down. The prayers I have prayed for years. The prayers I have prayed many years ago that have not yet been answered. Oh Lord, according to the multitude of your mercies, answer them now. In the name of Jesus, answer them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, restore unto me everything the enemy took away from me. The Father, restore unto me your blessings that the enemy took away from me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, restore unto me your blessings that darkness took away. Your blessings that the enemy took away. Oh Lord, restore them unto me. In the name of Jesus. And Shadate and the Senegal. Restore them unto me. In the name of Jesus. Your blessings that the enemy took away. Father, restore them unto me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, recreate every good thing in my life the enemy has damaged. Every good thing in my life the enemy has spoiled. Say, Father, recreate them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. If there is any part of your body that has been damaged, any organ that is not functioning well, God can recreate them. He can recreate them. Pray that prayer very well. The Father recreates every good thing in my life. The enemy has damaged. Every good thing in my life, the enemy has spoiled. Maybe he used to have a good character. He used to have a good attitude. But then suddenly it's gone. Used to be a virtuous woman, used to be a righteous person, but suddenly it's gone. Talk to God. Say, Father, recreate every good thing in me that the enemy have damaged. Every good thing in me the enemy has spoiled. Oh Lord, recreate them now. In the name of Jesus, the good virtues I used to have, Father, recreate them now. The passion I used to have for the things of God, Father, recreate them now. In the name of Jesus, the genuine love I used to have for others, Father, recreate them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me a soul winner. You know, Jesus told the disciples, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The Holy Spirit, make me a soul winner. When the angels see soul winners, they always recognize them. Are you a soul winner? Do you want to be one? Do you really want to win souls into God's kingdom? Pray this prayer seriously. The Holy Spirit, transform me to a soul winner. Open your mouth and pray like that. It is not everyone that preaches the gospel that are winning souls. Yeah, some people, they preach, but they don't win souls. Their messages don't actually win souls. Because eventually, those people, they will go back to do the things that you told them Jesus doesn't want them to do. Yeah, it takes power to be a soul winner. It takes grace. It takes training. It takes strength to be a soul winner. It takes wisdom. It takes revelations. It takes authority to be a soul winner. It's not just about preaching. There is more to winning souls than just preaching to sinners. So Holy Spirit, make me a soul winner in these last days. Make me a soul winner. Transform me into a soul winner. Train me to become a soul winner. Let my ministry win souls into God's kingdom. Let my life win souls into God's kingdom. Let my messages win souls into God's kingdom. What is your gain if after all you say you are doing for God, there is not one soul recorded in heaven that you won? What is your gain? If after all that you did, all the money you spent to do different kinds of projects, and then none of those things brought any soul into heaven, is that not a wasted ministry? Is that not a wasted calling? The Holy Spirit, train me into a soul winner. It is not enough to be eloquent, to speak eloquently. It is not enough to produce a good move, evangelical move. Those things you do, whatever you do, must win souls. If they don't win souls, it is a waste. It's a waste. It's not enough to share tracts. You must pray that those exercises win souls. Until it wins souls, that is when you will have your reward. The Holy Spirit, make me into a soul winner in the name of Jesus. Father, make me a fisher of men. Make me a fisher of men. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for fighting our battles. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for those things you have already released into our lives, because you will manifest in our lives very shortly. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious future you have prepared for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon everyone here and let your will prevail in every life, even right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask that You uproot from every life here, every plantation of darkness. Oh Lord, uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Every seed of evil the enemy have planted in the lives of your people to manifest at a future time, Father, uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that you fast forward the manifestation of your promises for your people, the manifestation of their blessings, the manifestation of their rewards. Oh Lord, speed up the manifestation in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your deliverance shall happen in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your healing shall happen now. Your healing shall happen now. Your breakthrough shall happen now. Your prosperity shall happen now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the hand of the Lord shall connect you with your destiny helpers. In the name of Jesus, you shall not lack any good thing from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, the God of Israel shall be your sufficiency. In the name of Jesus, the God of Israel shall become an everlasting source of riches and wealth in your life from this day onward, in the name of Jesus. Just as the living waters can never run dry, I pray for you that God will ensure that you lack no good thing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.